back on the Officer Jack McLam program for the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program with this open phones. If you'd like to call in, let me get that number again and give it to you. Call in at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Steve in Virginia. Okay, let's go to Brother Steve in Virginia.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Hello, hello. Yes, nice to speak with you again. I just was, I'd heard some information, had a question really about water filters, you know, with in light of all this, you know, radiation coming over.
Uh-huh.
And I'd actually called the Dr. Rima's show earlier. She's on Oracle. But she mentioned she didn't know exactly what to say about it other than sticking for the time being with the bottled water, because I was out wondering about the water filters themselves. You know, they would be irradiated, and then I don't know if you'd have to change it out right away or maybe use it a couple times and then change them out, but that was just something that I'd had a question about, and I didn't know if you had an opinion about that or then the question came up about how to dispose of something like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
The actual filter, you know, in the unit, you know, how that would be done. So it's just, I guess, questions coming up that we never thought we would have to think about.
Yes.
But
yeah.
I don't know if...
two water filters here at my house.
Uh-huh.
And one is the Berkey water filter, which is probably the best one.
Uh-huh.
Out there. And you can go on the web and put Berkey water filter, and pull it up.
Yeah.
And order a Berkey water filter, I think, is the best thing to do, because I use it all the time.
Yeah.
And it strains the water. And you might ask them if it cuts out the radiation poisoning.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
You might ask him if he could get a filter that would strain out the radiation poisoning.
Mm-hmm. And then see how long, if there's a certain time, that it could be used before having to dispose of it or something.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. And, okay, well, I appreciate the input. And
okay, brother.
We always are supporting you and Angie in prayer, and we... always appreciate your great efforts out there.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. God bless
uh-huh.
you, Steve, in Virginia.
God okay. Bless God bless you. Uh-huh.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to Brother Frank in Oregon. Frank in Oregon, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. It's always an honor to talk to you. You know, hey, before I forget, you know, you, Jack, and the rest of the country, if they'll receive it, you know, you have a blessed Easter or a blessed Resurrection Sunday, either one.
Yeah.
For us to know the Lord a little bit, we know what it's all about as far as the faith. Most of the time, and then we have to go look for answers. I got one thing in common with criminals. You know, if you hold for me.
Yeah, hold over, Frank, and we'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. Let's go back, right back to Brother Frank in Oregon. Brother Frank, go right ahead. Hello, Frank. Are you there, Frank? Okay, Frank has evidently disappeared. Frank, are you there? All right, let's go to Emilio in Florida. Emilio in Florida, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Jack?
Yes.
It's good to hear your voice.
Good
the last
you.
Time we briefly talked was at a convention about 20 years ago. It earned me a charge of 265 years. I served 11 years. I got a good vacation for teaching the Constitution. If people do not acquire the common law knowledge of the Constitution, we will never again know justice.
That's
and
true.
You will not find one single American in this country that has a common knowledge of the Constitution. If they would only put on themselves the obligation to earn and acquire a common knowledge of the Constitution, we wouldn't be suffering all these social and economic ills of society.
That's right, brother.
One person can make a big difference. I bumped myself with my daughter, and I lost my daughter in prison for teaching the Constitution. We finally established the common law court that you may have been aware of. We called into service the Supreme Court of the land. We conducted court for 4 years. We set more people free from state and federal prison than all the prisoners put together. And that before that time, we filed a complaint to abolish the Florida Bar, because they are the most traitorous people in the country, and I took on almost 75,000 attorneys. 1,000 attorneys withdrew the practice of law because they learned their evil ways. And I'm about to go back to prison for exercising my sovereign rights.
I'll be darned, Emilio.
People have got to come aware. I am more afraid of the people right now than the government, because everybody that I teach to acquire common knowledge of the Constitution, they will not defend one another to protect themselves from going to prison. I am so stressed out today that I've never been stressed out in 65 years. But today I'm a little bit stressed out in this Easter Sunday, sir.
Yes.
And if we don't mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor to preserve the Constitution, we've already lost it.
That's right, brother.
And what is happening in Hillsborough County, Florida, in Tampa, this is a heist of abuse.
Yeah.
They don't acknowledge common law jurisdiction or even statutory law jurisdiction. They're all rude. They are invoking the Sharia law and giving Islamic jurisdiction. So we're going to be ruled by foreign nations if we're not already being ruled by foreign nations. Forgive me for coming on strong, sir. I'm stressed out.
We are already ruled by a foreign nation called Communist Israel.
Yes, sir.
We're ruled totally here in the United States by Communist Israel.
Yes, sir.
Listen, Frank, I'm going to...
No, this is Emilio.
I'm going to ask our listeners...
Let me tell you, I would like to sometime where you can interview me for about 5 or 10 minutes. In spite of all of this, I'm prevailing in all circuit state court and in appellate court, and I'm filing a writ of habeas corpus complaint before the grand jury, but I haven't gotten before the grand jury yet because they have kept the doors closed to the grand jury for 230 years. But I will open the doors. But where I have not been able to open the doors to the grand jury, 20 years ago, I had the grand jury come to me, and when the grand jury came to me, they fired the grand jury and pulled another grand jury, and the rest was history.
Yes.
I'm not afraid to put my life on the line. I'm still doing it.
Well,
but I like to see other Americans, brave daughters and sons of America, to stand up for their sovereignty.
Emilio, I'm going to ask our listeners to pray for you and to thank God for all the wonderful activism that you're doing for God and country, and also pray that you win your case in court. Okay, folks, please pray for Emilio in Florida.
But winning for me, I will win for everybody else, because I'm demanding a continuous order where nobody will ever lose their property. And if they had a common knowledge of the Constitution, they would know how to abolish mortgage foreclosures and all the other abuse they're conducting against us.
Yes.
Jack, I thank you for having me on the air.
Okay. God bless you, Emilio.
Thank you, sir.
What'd you say?
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Okay. Let's go back to Frank in Oregon. Frank in Oregon, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm sorry about that.
I'm in a better mood today than I am yesterday when I let an expletive come out of my mouth because I was angry about the Big Brother watchdog military-industrial corporate world.
Yes.
Taking all our rights away and listening in on my conversation.
Hello, Frank?
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, go right ahead, brother.
Okay, I apologize to Beth. I left a message on the phone, and I got mad at the tracking, clicking, and echoes and everything, and the disconnections, and
yes,
the funny games, and I let an expletive hurl out of my mouth.
Yes.
I'm sorry, God and Beth. Hey,
yes.
Thomas Jefferson, in questions of power, then, Let no man be said of let no more be said of confidence in man, but
right.
bind him down for mischief by the chains of the Constitution.
That's right.
And I'd like to also say for you folks out there, you know, check Romans 12 to 15, especially 14, 17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you what, Big Brother communist government, you have robbed us of our joy and peace. And don't think it's going to go unnoticed before God.
Right.
God bless you, Emilio. Thank you for taking my call, and I support you in prayer and love. You too, Emilio, and many, many others. Thanks for taking
okay,
my call.
David. God bless you, David. Thanks for standing up and being an activist for God and country, David. God
I'm
bless
doing
you.
What I can, brother.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Keep doing it. Okay. All
yeah.
right. Okay, folks. Now we're going to go to David in Massachusetts. Brother David in Massachusetts, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program.
Hey, hi, Brother Jack. I see the good Lord raised you from the bed today.
Huh? Oh, yes.
Yep. He raised me from the bed, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a start, Jack, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, Jack, hey, one thing real quick, Jack. I never wanted to kind of like waste the air time or anything asking you this, but I am very curious. Jack, explain to me this thing about your two military police academies. What's the two of them, Jack? They're not located in the same location, or what's the
no,
between
the two? Right here at my office, it's one is police and military against the New World Order. And one is Aid and Abet Police and Military Newsletters on constitutional issues.
Oh, I understand now. Yeah, because I didn't think you had two different physical locations.
No, I just have one.
Hey, listen, Jack. You know, it's common knowledge among us patriots and everything that the great global super Satan has deployed American troops in 130 different nations all around the globe.
That's
just about
right.
Every patriot knows that the great global super Satan has deployed American troops, and I keep hearing this number in 130 nations around the world. Now,
yes.
I have a question and a comment on that, but my first question, Jack, is where did that information come that this great global super Satan has deployed American troops in 130 different nations all around the whole globe?
I don't know, brother. I don't know.
Right.
I heard that we're in from 130 nations to 170 nations around the globe today with our military, but I haven't heard anything else about it other than that.
Oh, okay, Jack, because that's what I wanted to touch on. You know, it's my understanding, Jack, that the great global super Satan has deployed American troops in virtually every country in the world, Jack. But the 130 nations, those are only the nations that the great global super Satan has deployed troops in overtly, Jack. But don't forget, Jack, the great global super Satan has deployed American troops in many other nations covertly, Jack. For example, right in Iran, Jack, in remote parts of Iran, the great global super Satan already has deployed American troops in Iran.
That's right, brother. David, hold on till after the break. We'll be right back with David in Massachusetts, folks. Right after this break, with very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to go right back to Brother David in Massachusetts. Brother David, go right ahead.
Oh, yeah, Jack, because the 130 countries, Jack, as I say, those are only the all the nations around the globe that the great global super Satan has deployed American troops. But then there's many countries, Jack, as I say, and I cited Iran, but in China and the Soviet Union and Siberia and everything, don't kid yourself, the great global super Satan has American troops deployed in all those countries, Jack, and it's all special forces and everything, Jack. They stay on the move a lot. They're in very remote areas, but here's the scariest part, Jack. And you know, Jack, that I have absolutely no fear of the great global super Satan. My name is David, and I stand right up to the great global super Satan in the same way that David stood up to Goliath, Jack. And the reason I stand up to the great global super Satan, Jack, is because I know the great global super Satan is making a mockery of the armies of Israel. Okay? They're making a mockery and a disgrace, just like Goliath, you know, just laughed at the armies of Israel and made a mockery of them and ridiculed them. Well, this is what this great global super Satan is doing with our honorable men and women of our honorable armed forces, Jack. But here's the scary part, Jack. And as I say, when I say scary, I'm just using that in the vernacular, Jack, because I'm not scared at all of this great global super Satan.
Okay.
The scariest part, Jack, this same great global super Satan that's deploying all our troops all around every nation of the world, covertly and overtly and so on. This same great global super Satan, Jack, is bringing in all these foreign troops from the same nations that we have our troops deployed. They're bringing their troops into America.
That's
and from
right.
The same 130 nations, Jack, we have troops from 130 nations deployed right here in America, Jack.
Right.
Just just ready for the great global super Satan when he finally closes the gates of hell and slams them shut around America, and he imposes, the great global super Satan imposes his antichrist beast system. Jack, these people are just begging, Jack, to be marked up to receive the mark of the beast. They're all conditioned for it, Jack. They're all ready for it. America's been flooded out. Just like Daniel said, the end would be as a flood. I'm in Boston, Jack. I feel like an alien. I've always felt like an alien in my own country, Jack. You hardly even see. I stop at these red lights, Jack, around all these colleges and universities in the Boston area while the students cross the street. You won't even see a white boy, Jack. There are all these farming students, and then you'll see the woman, the white woman. And if you see a white guy, you take a look and see. I can tell the difference, but I know it's a white Jewish boy. It's a Jew. If they're white, they're Jewish, or they're a light-skinned Arab. But they're virtually eliminated. They're not educating white boys in this country, you know. And we're just being flooded out, Jack. I won't be able to do it on this call, Jack. But maybe next Sunday, Jack, I want to touch on some of the special weapons and tactics. Special weapons and tactics that the great global super Satan uses on us Americans. That's alive, Jack. And most patriots, Jack, are familiar with the Hegelian dialectic. But what most patriots aren't familiar with, and this is where the great global super Satan is just devastating European white men. You know, white men with blonde hair and blue eyes or red hair and everything. I won't explain them now, Jack, but they're called like the laws of affinity and the laws of attraction and the laws of association. Jack, they've completely disassociated. Just a second. Jack. So they used Madison Avenue. Jack, I'm going to. Listen, Robert, these laws of association and laws of affinity and laws of attraction, I'll explain them next week. But okay. I just want to say something. Not all, this great global super Satan has a spirit, Jack. It's called the unholy spirit. God has a holy spirit. The great global super Satan has the unholy spirit.
Right.
But also, Jack, the great global super Satan has an unholy race. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a little hint. Jack, they not only do they control Wall Street and Madison Avenue and Hollywood and Las Vegas and Chicago, they control everything. But I'm going to give you a little hint here. I'm going to give you a hint who the master race is. They're the master race, Jack. I'm going to give you a hint now. Do you know what the word rabbi means?
No.
The word rabbi, Jack, means master. The word rabbi means master. So here's a little hint, Jack, of who the master race is. The great global super Satan is going to reign and rule this antichrist beast kingdom through his master race, Jack, the rabbi race, and then also through the power of his unholy spirit, Jack.
Okay, David, thanks for calling in, brother.
I hope you understand that the devil isn't some little guy trying to hide his tail in the corner, that he's wearing a red jumpsuit and he's just hiding in the corner trying to hide his tail.
That's right. Okay, brother. Thanks, David. God bless you, brother, for being an activist. Yeah, folks, we have over 400,000 foreign troops on our military bases here in the United States, just waiting for phony President Obama nation to declare martial law. And then they're going to go door to door pulling out Christians and killing them if they don't give up Christ in 2 minutes. They're going to put them to death. Okay, we'll be right back, folks, with Roy in Michigan. Roy in Michigan, stand by. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. one of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever. The Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, with you here, and I just learned that Roy from Michigan dropped off the line, and we're going to go to Rose, okay? Rose, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, sister.
Hi there, Brother McLam. I hope you're doing well. Good. I was going to mention, you know, you mentioned, or one of the callers mentioned that what nations are we under?
Yeah.
Well, if we know we are under the secular Israel, and then we're under the UN, and I learned that this yesterday. I was hearing this for the first time, positively unconstitutional on RBM and Republic Broadcasting Network, and he said that when we signed as a nation this contract in 1945 with the UN, we lost our sovereignty. I didn't know that. So anyway, today, you know, we were able to hear this program at Dr. Rima Label, and her show is healthfreedomusa.org, and you can hear that in Oracle, but the archives, because it's already over, it's usually in the morning before your show, healthfreedomusa.org, and you could go to Oracle. And she was encouraging, she said that she has been mentioning this, that because of this attack that we have had with this radiation, and as you know, I don't think this was just an accident.
No, it wasn't.
I think there was human manipulation behind this whole situation.
Yes, it was it was our HAARP system that set off that nuclear, or that earthquake in...
Japan.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
In her show, she was saying that she had a guest, and one of the guests was saying that to cover this reactor, according to the Japanese people or the government, they're saying it's going to take them 9 months before it could be covered. And I have some background in architecture, so I know that concrete is not a good thing, because just now the Chernobyl, and that one is cracking because the people didn't use any wisdom. They put concrete. They have to put some kind of metal. And this man was explaining that. But it's going to take them 9 months, so that means that we're going to be exposed to all this radiation for 9 months. We have to let our voice, and protest about this, because this is an attack against humanity. And then at the same time, she had another guest. His name was Alex Higgins, H-A-G-I-N-S, .com, you could go, and he has the readings, because as you know, the regular media, they're not talking too much about radiation. But this is something that we have to be concerned as a nation, because our children, they have fast-growing cells, and that's very dangerous for them. And it's dangerous for all of us as a nation.
That's right.
So, we have to go against this tyranny, because the things they're doing to us is horrible.
Yeah.
And we have to unite as a nation and let our voices know that we're not going to accept this.
Yeah.
And the last thing that I heard, one of the things that I heard too, is that they're planning, I think that there's already the Senate approved this, that if you say anything against, medical or anything against the medical establishment,
yes,
that you could be taken into prison later on.
Yeah.
So, this is just...
Or tyrannical. They either kill you or put you in prison.
Exactly. This is just a tyrannical system that we have to really go against it.
Uh-huh.
Please, I hope that America wakes up. We're dealing with evil, total evil people.
That's right, Rose.
How would I say, I just pray, but I know that apart from prayer, we have to unite and let our voices know. And the rest is up to the nation to decide what we, as a nation. How we can fight this situation. So anyway, thanks a lot. And
okay, Rose, and remember to pray each night to God that He would bring down the controllers of America and destroy them with double destruction.
Oh, amen.
And Jeremiah did that, and God did it. And they asked that in their imprecatory prayers that God would bring down their enemies and destroy them with double destruction, and God did that. So we need to pray like that in America every night, and I do pray like that every night.
Amen.
God will take these Antichrist, Synagogue of Satan controllers, the controllers today.
Yeah.
The super powerful.
Yeah. We couldn't make it without
destruction.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We couldn't make it without the Lord, because we have to fight this in the spiritual and in the natural.
That's right.
Because... the forces that we are going against are strong, but greater is He than all these forces. So like you said, we have to pray at the same time with time. There have been prophecies where things are going to happen, but we're hoping, that the Lord gives us a time to get America back, and this, there could be some kind of revival. And changes for the good, not the evil change that this other person has been talking about.
That's
thanks
right,
a lot.
Rose. God bless you, sister.
God bless you.
Thank you for calling in and being
we
an activist.
We support you. Amen.
For being an activist out there, Rose. God bless you, sister.
Thank you. We pray for you, and, we want to, we have to send you something. But, keep the voice, don't be afraid.
Okay, sister, I'm not afraid.
That perfect love casts out all fear.
That's right. God bless you.
Okay, take care.
Take care, Rose.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
You too.
Good week next week. Okay.
Amen. A blessed day, you too.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Okay, folks, that's it for callers right now. Unless we have another one on the line that I'm not aware of. I guess we don't. But let's go back to our... Oh, Warner in New Brunswick, Canada? Okay, Warner. Welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks.
Yeah, good afternoon, Officer McLam. You seem to be hanging in there and doing your fighting as long as you can.
Oh, yes, I am, and I will continue to do that, brother.
You have to be very much commended for it.
Yes, thank
you.
There
are not so many people left who want to do that. You mentioned earlier about all the, and some of your callers have mentioned about the foreign troops that are already here on American soil or North America.
Oh, yes, 400,000 now at our military bases right now. And Obama Nation, our phony president's bringing in U.N. troops across America and Russian troops across America and Chinese troops across America as fast as he can to get ready for calling on military rule in America.
Officer McLam, this is not just only going on in America, it's going on in nearly every country here on the globe.
Yes.
You know, because when martial law is being declared and local people and nationals have to enforce those actions, they have to be very much aware of if there comes a backlash, you know, if their plans don't work out, if there comes a backlash. So
yes.
They let the dirty jobs being done by foreign nationals. But
yes.
I want to point to something else. You mentioned about that people would be executed, you know.
Uh-huh.
But
Christians.
We have had murderers
Christians.
Living among us for a long while, and they have killed a lot of people. With means, not with conventional means, but with modern technology and all kinds of dirty tricks, and the community has stayed silent, the community as a whole.
Yes.
And those people I'm referring to, they are being commonly called targeted individuals.
Uh-huh.
They have been victims of electronic harassment, not just only harassment. Great harm has been done to a lot of people, and it has caused the early death of a lot of those people.
Yes, indeed.
And I am so dismayed at the ignorance of the general public about the technology that's being used.
Yes, me too, brother.
And so many people have been so dumbed down. And what I noticed, and too many people, when they notice what it is all about, they are scared, and they look the other way, and basically take the attitude, as long as it doesn't hit me, as long as they don't target me, I don't want to draw attention.
Well, it will one day, though.
Yeah, as I say, and they are looking for a hiding place, and in the end, there won't be any hiding place anywhere in the world.
That's right. I went down to Australia and New Zealand, and we had heard up here in America that was a good place to flee to, but when I got down there, the soldiers told me that our nation, Australia and New Zealand, is further under the Antichrist system than America is, and they showed me the truth. And they are absolutely further under the Antichrist system than we are.
See, this is what I figure. You have been a lot more around than I've been. Yeah. But I've been, trying to educate myself about it. And so the only thing we can down, hold the fort right where we are and try to raise awareness, and hopefully pray to the Lord that people start waking up and recognize who the real foes are. And the real foes, as far as I can see, and it is coincides with what the Bible teaches too, it's the kingdom of the Antichrist that's going to be ushered in all over the world.
That's right, brother.
It says in Revelation, the beast that makes fire come down from heaven. And beast refers in the scriptures to a nation, a godless nation.
Yeah.
And all the world wonders after the beast, who can make war with it. And they worship the dragon who gives power unto the beast. And who is the dragon? It's Satan the devil. That means
that's
another
right.
word.
That's
in the
right.
end case, the whole humanity will worship the dragon, will worship Satan.
That's right, brother.
So we better start waking up and pray that the Lord will enlighten a lot of our fellow men, that they finally start waking up and don't go down that road.
Right.
But it's a road to eternal damnation. There won't be any rainbow, any pot of gold at the end of that rainbow.
That's right.
But we always thank that you are doing the work you are doing, and may the Lord bless you and protect you.
Well, thank you, Warner.
Okay.
God bless you, brother. I hope you'll call back again.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. God bless you now for being an activist.
Well, we try what we can, but maybe we should do even more.
Yes. Right. Me too. God bless you, brother. Take care.
May he bless you too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, do we have any more callers on the line? Okay, all right. Let's go back to our reports then. By the way, for the Catholics out there, I want to tell you about Pope Ratzinger, the Pope that we have right now, in charge of the Catholic Church across the world. He was the man that the bishop that they put in charge of hiding the pedophile priests that were fleeing from America as they were exposed as raping and sodomizing little boys and little girls. And he, when they would flee to Europe, he was the one that would hide them in the area there near the Pope's castle. And he would put them up. Chief Bishop Ratzinger would put up these pedophile priests in these great hotels and pay their bills and give them the best of foods and not punish them at all. And I suspect that Ratzinger is a pedophile himself. But anyway, keep that in mind, folks, that Ratzinger is an evil, evil man. Here's what he said. The Pope said the priests who are too holy to be lawfully married may take every opportunity to satisfy their lust. And that's exactly what they're doing, folks. The Pope also said, or if the above is impossible, they may betray and seduce some other man's wife. That's what Pope Ratzinger has said. And he also says, which is not true, folks, I will make the people believe that I and the priests have the power to forgive sins, which is not true at all, folks. You got to go to Lord Jesus Christ to have your sins forgiven and thereby get their money. He says, get the people's money. I must keep the Bible from my people because it is injurious to them. when they read the Bible, they learn the truth, folks, and they see how the Catholic cult is just that, a Catholic cult, and it is based on paganism and Christianity merged together. Okay? All right. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Jack McLamb program, and we're going to go to more quotes of the popes. Okay, one of the popes said, I am the head of the church, but the Bible of Jesus Christ says Christ is the head of the church. The pope said, therefore, as the church is subject to the pope, so let all obey the pope in all things. The Bible says, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ only, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. The Pope also said this, I must add to the Bible, because it is not sufficient rule of faith and practice. The Bible says, if any man shall add to these things in the scriptures, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book, the Bible. The Pope says this, believe and trust in me, and I will see you saved. And the Bible says, cursed be the man that trusteth in man for salvation. The Pope, make for yourself little gods. And the Bible says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And the Pope says this, make unto yourself the likeness of Saint Peter. The Pope disobeys the second commandment. In Bible, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or likeness of anything that is in heaven above. The Pope bowed down to the little gods and served them. The Bible says, thou shalt not bow down to thyself to them, nor serve them. The Pope, everyone that will not obey the Pope shall be destroyed by the Inquisition. Papal Rome murdered up to 50 million human beings, mostly Christians, made in the image of God via her wicked Inquisition. The Bible says, thou shalt not commit murder. Okay. All right, folks. Looks like we're totally out of time tonight, or today. God bless you all. Have a good Ishtar Day, folks. Pagan holiday called Easter. And pray that your mind will open up and believe the truth as I put it out to you today, folks, in the early starting of this program about Ishtar Day and Tammuz, who is celebrated on Ishtar Day. Okay? And remember, it is not the worship of Jesus Christ rising from the dead. We should daily thank God for bringing Jesus Christ up from the dead, and thank the Lord for all of his leadership in this world. God bless all of you out there. I hope you have a good week. And God willing, I'll be back with you next Sunday, Sun Worship Day. Okay? God bless you. Remember that Saturday is Salvation Day, and that is the day that God made to prayer and supplication. And the Catholic Church came along and changed it to Sun Worship Day. God bless all of you out there. And you can ask any priest, and they will tell you that the Catholic Church changed Saturday, the Sabbath, to Sunday, the Sun Worship Day. Okay, God bless all of you out there. Have a great week, and don't forget, this old cop truly loves you.
Gold.